Rep. Ocasio-Cortez derides attendees of Boston Straight Pride Parade. By Amy Furr on September 1, 2019. Boston Straight Pride Parade should have been called the I Struggle with Masculinity Parade, according to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. For men who are allegedly so proud of being straight, they seem to show real incompetence at attracting women to their event, the freshman lawmaker wrote Saturday on Twitter. Hope they grow enough over the next year to support, join LGBTQ fam next hashtag pride. She concluded. On Friday, Breitbart News reported that a group called Super Happy Fun America organized the parade that was held over the weekend in response to gay pride parades that take place each year in cities all over the nation. Critics of the group said the organizers are white supremacists who intend to bait members of the LGBTQ community, according to the report. However, the president of the organization, John Hugo, said, "There are no racists in our group. You have to come to one of our meetings, it's like the United Nations." The Super Happy Fun America website stated that it is a group of people who embrace diversity, no matter a person's sexual identity. The About page read, "Super Happy Fun America advocates on behalf of the straight community in order to build respect, inclusivity, equality, diversity, unity, solidarity, dignity, social mobility, empowerment, sustainability, justice, awareness, intersectionality, human rights, education, access, participation, dialogue, visibility, tolerance, and alliances with people from all walks of life. We encourage everyone to embrace our community's diverse history, culture, and identity regardless of sexual orientation." On Saturday, Breitbart News reported that many of the parade's attendees, who are also Trump supporters, met with pushback from counter-demonstrators who reportedly consider them to be homophobic extremists. As the hundred-strong processions ended outside City Hall in one of America's most liberal cities, people from the two camps stood close enough to yell in each other's faces and in a few instances threw coffee cups and soil at each other. But there was no serious violence, the report said.